Blog Talk Radio.
3, 2, 1. In the early 1990s, the members of hip-hop group Wu-Tang Clan faced a fork in their lives. Go down a path driven by music, or go down a path driven by drugs. Wu-Tang, an American saga, depicts what next went down and beyond, starting next Wednesday on Hulu. Creator executive producer Alex C. joins me next in an internet radio exclusive. Roku introduced a big wave of kids and family-centric content on its offering last week, including a new full-time service from fast-rising player in the space, Pocket Watch. We'll introduce you to key Pocket Watch executive David Williams and his new venture later this hour. Also add Renewal City, time again for Supermarket Sweep, and our classic trivia question. Hey everyone, I'm Simon Applebaum, simulcasting live from New York on Blog Talk Radio and Spreaker, and presented on the iHeartRadio Podcast Network. This just in, tomorrow will be televised. Brought to you by Audible.com, the leading provider of spoken audio entertainment information that will transform the way you hear the world. Listen to audiobooks whenever and wherever you want. Get 3 free audiobooks when you sign up for a 30-day trial at audibletrial.com/televised. More details later in the program. A great Wednesday afternoon to you and all. I love the special midweek edition of the program All About Television. Second of 3 episodes we're doing this week to wrap up our first month of year 13 on the air. Got a great hour in store for you, some wonderful guests, and we invite you to be interactive with us. It's very simple. Pick up the phone, dial in, and use this number, 646-652-2906. That's 646-652-2906. The number is good anyway. You're catching us across the country or around the globe here on Blog Talk Radio and Spreaker. You can also be involved in our chat room, SimonApple04 by name, and you can find it at our homepage, blogtalkradio.com/televised. That's blogtalkradio.com/televised. Use the phone or the room. Either way, you are with us. And while the program is on the air, you can connect others by using Facebook Timeline. Click on the Facebook or on icon your Blog Talk or speaker screen. Follow the instructions, and other people can be live with you. 71 degrees at the top of the hour here in New York, and we expect to have Alex C. from Wu-Tang, American Saga on Hulu, live with us after these news notes. Series renewals are all over the TV landscape this afternoon. Comedy Central will keep acclaimed new dramedy Southside around for 10 new episodes in 2020. Another second season greenlight is going to a Black Lady sketch show, the late night HBO program with Issa Rae among the executive producers. Attention shoppers everywhere, are you ready for another Supermarket Sweep comeback? The 1960s game of Wild Ride through Supermarket Aisles on ABC, which had a bigger second life through the 1990s on Lifetime and PAX TV, may return in 2020. According to entertainment news sources, Fremantle is pitching a weekly primetime hour of Sweep, hosted and executive produced by Leslie Jones, who announced her departure from Saturday Night Live's cast yesterday. ABC, NBC, and yes, Netflix are in play for running time and running this big sweep. It should be pointed out that Netflix is already set to run a Leslie Jones stand-up special next year. Now some quickies. Oscar-winning writer-producer Mark Bowell will put together ABC's 9/11 Fall and Rise miniseries, scheduled to run in 2021, the 20th anniversary of 9/11. Catherine the Great, HBO's miniseries, co-starring Helen Mirren as Catherine, will debut October 21st. Netflix will go forward with The Girls on the Bus, dealing with a quartet of female journalists on the presidential campaign trail. New York Times political correspondent Amy Chosick will be among the writers and executive producers, based on her bestseller, Chasing Hillary. And Disney Channel will go live with an episode of Just Roll With It October 4th. In this Halloween-themed installment, both studio audience and home viewers will dictate pivotal turns in the storyline interactively. And again, that will be running live on October 4th. And that is news notes for today. We are with Alex Z. He is the creator and executive producer of Wu-Tang, an American Saga, which premieres 1 week from today on Hulu. First episodes will premiere, and the rest will premiere later on in September. Alex, if you or your publicists at Hulu are in the sound of my voice, pick up the phone, use our number to call in, 646-652-2906, or use our chat room, SimonApple04 by name. And I'll tell you what, I believe we have our second guest on the line, so we're going to go to him first, and then Alex, when I see that you're ready to go, we'll have you. So let's go right to our second guest. And our second guest is one of the senior executives with Pocket Watch. That's Pocket Don Watch. It's a programming studio that was formed 2 years ago to showcase new, original family and kids programming. And last week, they made a big breakthrough in their horizons when Roku decided to launch a kids and family block on their Roku channel. And as part of that deal, they launched a 24/7 full-time service. Joining us live from Culver City, California, another internet radio system, the Senior Vice President of Channels at Pocket Watch, David Williams. David, welcome in.
Hey, Simon. How are you? Great to be here.
Very, very fine, thank you. First of all, this new service has been around for a week. Any reaction from the public or from advertisers?
Oh, well, we're just getting started and gathering the public's reaction, but everybody we've spoken to and everybody we've shown it to is just off the charts excited. It's sort of an amazing development in the space to have this kind of content that's really created and driven so much by kids and everyday families get this kind of forum and be in this kind of venue and be in a place that parents have more familiarity with in terms of being on the big screen TV versus YouTube, where, you know, they didn't necessarily grow up with it. And we feel like this is a great opportunity for parents to let their kids really view the creators and the shows and stars that they love, but do it in a way that's in a more quality environment and one that's more controlled and very curated.
Before we get into what the channel is doing now and the ambitions for it not too far down the road, we were talking before we went on the air about the fact that we are in a very exciting era where smart TV sets and smart TV devices are now available to over three-quarters of the American public, or U.S. households. They're watching upwards of 10 billion hours of content and apps a month. It's clear that that's how they're watching Hulu, Netflix, Roku, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, Roku being one of the major smart TV devices. And it seems that it correlates or corresponds to this amazing jump of kids and family programming. It started with Amazon. Netflix is now doing so much in that arena. CBS All Access is going to do it later this fall. We have other services working. And now you have your studio. And I'm wondering if this big jump in both what's available on smart TV sets and products, and also you mentioned what's going on with mobile phones, how much did that lead to the formation of Pocket Watch?
It contributed a lot. I mean, I think, you know, the big macro trend has been sort of the democratization of content creation. And it's really interesting how kids kind of got to join in that fun and that revolution, really, over the past decade. And one of the, you know, we've been watching the market for a while. I've been in this business for 25 plus years. And between the years of 2011 and 2017, mobile device ownership among kids jumped from 3% to 45%. So that is a tremendous jump. And then similarly, and this was in a lot of ways part of the genesis of the company, traditional kid television, Nickelodeon, Cartoon Network, Disney Channel, over that same span of time, their ratings declined 64%. And so the question is, where did all those kids go? And the answer is a lot of them went to YouTube. And so we've partnered with some of these big kid YouTube stars like Ryan of Ryan Toys Review, and we like to sometimes refer to him as the most popular kid in the world ever. He does 1 billion views a month on his channel. We recently did a comparison of the uniques that his channel attracts, the unique viewers, and compared it to Nielsen. And on his one main channel, and he's got about six or seven, on his one main channel, if you look at those numbers and compare them to Nielsen's, he would be the number three cable channel for kids in the country by the same measurement. So he's neck and neck with Disney Channel by unique viewers, and with about 67 million over the quarter. So what's really interesting also is that the rest of the business didn't really take advantage of this trend. And it kind of left kids in a place where they've got these, where they've got this incredible excitement and enthusiasm for stars like Ryan and also some of our other stars like Evan and Hobby Kids, this tremendous enthusiasm, but it's almost like those stars were trapped on their phones inside YouTube, and when they went to the stores, when they went to Walmart or Target, there was no product on the shelves, and when they did turn on the big screen, there was nothing there. It was like trapped in this, you know, sort of little world. And really, the mission of our company is to give kids more of what they love. And so for us, what that really means is kind of taking these great stars and characters out of YouTube, out of this little box, and bring them to the rest of kids' lives. And so we've got an extensive product line with Ryan, from toys to toothbrushes, really a lifestyle brand in thousands of stores around the country. He's now on Nickelodeon, you know, that classic kids network, and he's got the number one show for preschool kids on TV. And it just is sort of all, I think, emblematic of this incredible shift in the landscape and how the kids moved. And now we're in a position to really build multi-platform franchises from these stars born in social video.
And two quick factoids. One is that YouTube itself is becoming more and more of a smart TV phenomenon. Susan Wysocki, the CEO of YouTube, will tell you that the growing audience is on smart TV sets and smart devices. That's how more and more people watch it. And secondly, this is not the first time that Nickelodeon has worked with a YouTube star. Way back when, it was Fred. And Fred was,
day,
a YouTube phenomenon, and later became a Nickelodeon phenomenon, first with specials and a with shorts, specials and a series that ran a season or two. So it's really something that is like everything, not everything old is new again, but certainly the idea is of a YouTube star and you getting involved with it, your studio getting involved with it, is a new thing.
That's a great point. You know, the writing was on the wall back then. Those Fred movies were, I believe, the number one made for Nickelodeon movies that the network had ever aired at, up to that point. So the popularity and the potential was there. But like I think, you know, it's really interesting, we see in the business that there's, you know, executives who are parents often get it. They understand the enthusiasm that their kids have for these shows and for these personalities because they see it in their home. But so often you take a step outside of that kind of parent zone, and there's still an incredible kind of sense of tradition in the business, that, you know, these traditional brands are really where the value is. And you even see it sort of in a bias toward the content, that somehow, you know, the content that's being made is junk. And, you know, the way we look at it, it's not junk. It's the future. It's you know, this is what they said about rock and roll and what they said about comic books and hip hop. And this is content that's truly made by kids for kids. And of course, we want to collaborate with them and help make sure that it's all appropriate and help them elevate it. But the content itself is spawning new forms and innovations that are trickling through the rest of the industry. And I think it's going to be penetrating the mainstream as these kids get older.
We're talking about Pocket Watch's brand new 1 week old original programming service, now a fraction on Roku, which is one of the top smart TV products around, as part of Roku's new initiative in kids and family programming on its service and on its specialty service, the Roku Channel. We've got David Williams, who's the Senior Vice President of Channels at Pocket Watch, with us live from Culver City, California, this half hour on Smartly Televised. Simon App, I'm with you live from New York. We are still awaiting Alex Z, the creator and executive producer of Wu-Tang, an American Saga, premieres 1 week from today. First three episodes on Hulu. Alex, as soon as we hear you're ready to go on the air, we'll get you on, and we'll keep David around for the remainder of the hour. But right now, David is with us, and if you have a question or comment for him, make the ring, 646-652-2906, or use our chat room, Simon Apple 04 by name. This is the second three episodes that we are doing this week on Tomorrow Be Told Live, and in less than 48 hours we'll be back with our third episode, that's on Friday, and joining us will be the executive producer and writer of the brand new series on Hallmark Movies Now, that's their streaming service available for smart TV sets and devices. The first original drama they've got is called When Hope Calls, and we will have Alfonso Moreno, the executive producer and writer, aboard. That's Alfonso Moreno from When Hope Calls. That is this Friday, 3 p.m. Eastern, New Pacific, right here on Tomorrow Be Told Live. And next week, we'll be with you on Tuesday and Friday at this very hour. Tuesday, of course, because of Labor Day Monday. And on Tuesday, one of our guests will be the executive producer of a very unique new Showtime series called Couple Therapy. Award-winning documentarian Josh Krigman will be with us. That's all coming up Tuesday, not Monday, Tuesday of next week, 3 p.m. Eastern, New Pacific, November 3rd, right here on Tomorrow Be Told Live. So right now, what can people get on this new Pocket Watch service?
Well, they can get, you know, all of the stars and formats that the kids love the most, and they can get it in a place they can trust. We premiered on Roku Channel, as you mentioned, last week. Roku is an incredible leader in the space. They've got, I think, the number one market share by a pretty good measure, and 30 million active users. We've given them actually some exclusive episodes starring Ryan. There's 5 episodes that can only be seen in a free service on Roku. And we've also got our other stars like Evan Tube, who's, you know, sort of an OG in the kid creator space, and Hobby Kids, with whom we've just launched another new franchise, and it's an animated show called Hobby Kids Adventures, and it was co-created by Butch Hartman, who also created Fairly Odd Parents and Danny Phantom, which are two real signature shows from sort of from Nickelodeon. So he's a luminary in the cartoon space, and it's a hilarious kind of slapsticky show. And so that's part of the service as well. And there's, you know, as I mentioned before, bringing these stars into sort of the world of franchise is a big part of our mission. And so, of course, there's also a big product line that goes along with Hobby Kids Adventures, and it's in stores now, and kids are loving it, so they get to sort of indulge that fandom for this great family and these great kids, through their toy play, which is, something that kids do, and it's a great way for them to build their imagination, and now they can do it with the stars that they love from YouTube. So we're really excited about this service, and we've also got a whole slate of new originals that are in the pipeline that we'll be bringing to it as well. So it's 24/7, and it's the best of what kids love in this space, and it's all very curated. We, make sure everything is fully appropriate and handpicked for the best possible experience. And Roku is a fantastic place to view it. And in the future, we'll be bringing it to more of these services.
Yes, I was going to ask, when will other smart TV devices and when will smart TV sets from Samsung, LG, et cetera, when will they pick up the service?
Well, the Roku channel itself is available pretty much everywhere. I'm pretty sure it's on Samsung. It's obviously on Roku devices. It's also available on the web. It's available as a mobile app for Android and iOS. So the Roku channel itself is pretty ubiquitous across many, many devices. And without getting into details of where we're going next, certainly smart TV manufacturers with services are really important to us. We've got a version of the service that's actually live now on Xumo, which is another great service, and it's also built into LG sets. And there will be more to come. I think one of the amazing things that we're seeing in this industry is sort of the blossoming of these ad-supported streaming services. It's, if you had told me, back in 2012, that in the shadow of Hulu And in the shadow of YouTube, these you know, which is a free ad-supported service, and Hulu, which is a service with ads, it's paid, but it also has premium stuff. If you told me that in the shadow of these services, we would see, you know, sort of the blossoming of things, of services like Pluto and Roku and Tubi and Zumo, I would have thought you were crazy. So it's just another reason, I think, to be, you know, really excited about this business and how fast it moves and all of the new possibilities.
Mm-hmm. Butch Hartman was on our program last summer, and when he was doing a Kickstarter campaign for his own venture called Oaxis Entertainment, which would be an interactive, family-friendly programming service. The Kickstarter campaign turned out to be very successful. We haven't heard much since. Have you talked to Butch about either Pocket Watch getting involved with Oaxis or Oaxis supplying programming to Pocket Watch, this service in particular?
You know, we love Butch. We're doing, you know, we love the work we're doing. There's some things that are unannounced that we're doing with him, and we expect to do more. I don't know how Oaxis plays into some of that stuff that's in the pipeline, to be honest with you. I'm not sure what the status is. But, you know, we were just talking. We just shot a little social media thing with Butch today or yesterday. Every time we engage with him, we're always just impressed and charmed. So, you know, we're always looking forward to doing more with him.
And please let Butch know, we loved having him on last summer. We'd love to have him back on to talk about what is going on with Oaxis and, of course, the projects he's working with you. Also, I noticed in the press release that announced this service last week that you're also doing what you're calling mixed media play ventures. Is that something in the interactive space?
That is not. We actually do have something interactive right now with a company called Telly, and it's a show called Picture This. That stars EvanTube, and it's kind of like it's a live trivia show. And the format is a little bit like Pictionary. We're really excited to do those kinds of ventures. The mixed media play ventures is sort of a coy way of referring to something I don't think we've fully announced yet, but it's a show with Evan. And it's not interactive, but it's fairly unique in how it sort of mixes some different forms together. So, you know, keep an eye out for that. Keep an eye out on the Pocket Watch channel.
Well, what is the thing?
It's going to be great. Albie Hecht is one of the creators, who's our chief content officer, and he was the president of Nickelodeon in the glory days. So it's got an amazing pedigree, and it's going to be hilarious.
Point of disclosure, I know Albie very well, and we've had him on the show before way back when, so please let him know that, again, he's welcome to come on and talk about where he sees things. But talk about where your company sees interactivity, because it's interesting how we are now seeing interactive TV happen in different ways. The ability of people to dictate how a plot goes, how an ad goes, the ability to buy products and services using artificial intelligence for the television set with their voice. And it's interesting that Netflix started us all with episodes of their animated series, Puss in Boots and a couple of others, and they're working on an interactive cartoon series. YouTube is working on an interactive family-friendly show, and I'm curious whether that is something in PocketWatch's future, where you can do programs where the home audience can dictate where a plot goes simply by using their remote control or by using their voice.
We haven't announced anything in that space yet, but I think, you know, Bandersnatch was certainly an eye-opener for a lot of people. We look at ourselves as a company, of course, as kind of – I like to sometimes say that we're sort of like Marvel and YouTube is our comic books, in the sense that YouTube is a really good business for us, and it's a great place to incubate and promote – intellectual property, characters, stars, formats that we then take to other places. And so our business is completely 360, and we're always looking for opportunities to engage with the fans where they are in the ways that they're excited about. And so when fans are excited about, you know, branch storytelling or multipath storytelling and those types of interactive programs, we will 100% be there. And, you know, I will say that I think there's a I think it's a space that has struggled for a little bit, in part because the way I see it, there's a little bit of an uncanny valley, if you will, between kind of the more passive traditional video viewing experience and video games. And so if you're neither one nor the other, I think you fall into kind of this middle section that's a little undefined, and it's hard for people to kind of wrap their heads around what the expectation should be there. And so multipath storytelling, I think, has sort of landed in that space often. But when it's the right thing with the right audience, I have no doubt that it'll be big and that we'll want to be there.
Okay. David, we're going to pause our conversation. You've got to take care of a little business. But we'd like to have you stick around for the second half hour, which you were scheduled to be on. So stay with us, and we'll get back to you shortly.
Happy to.
David Williams, he is the Senior Vice President of Channels at PocketWatch, and we will continue our conversation with him after the bottom of the hour. But first, we got some words from the fine folks at Audible.com. If you're looking for a very unusual police procedural, a very unusual mystery tale, all wrapped together in an audiobook, try this new one. It's called A Better Man by Louise Perry, and it's one of the audiobooks you can order right now. How? Through Audible.com. And through a special offer that where you can sample not one, not two, but three audiobooks for 1 month. Now, Audible.com is the leading provider of spoken audio entertainment, digitally, of course, delivered, and inspiration, and information, too. There's over 180,000 titles to choose from, a growing number of which are Audible Originals. That's right, Audible Originals. And here's the great thing. You can order them and listen to them on any device, including whatever you're hearing this on right now at Blog Talk, Radio Speaker, and iHeartRadio. And if you sign up at audibletrial.com/televised, it's audibletrial.com/televised, you get one free audiobook and a one-month trial of the service. And great customer service from Audible's talent, Amazon.com. So, go for it. Go to audible.com, audibletrial.com/televised, and hear for yourself how audible.com can transform the way you hear the world. I understand that Wu Chang, America Saga's creative executive producer, Alex C., may be on the line. Let's see if he is. Alex, are you there? Hello, you're on the air. Hello? All right, hang on for a second, everybody. Let's try it again, and let's see if Alex is finally joined us. Alex, are you there? Apparently not. So, Alex, try again to reach us. Give us a call, 646-652-2906, and we'll get you on the air ASAP, as well as continue our conversation with David Williams of PocketWatch. And by the way, if you want more details about what they are doing with their Roku service and other TV ventures in the works, you go to PocketWatch on the web. It's pocket.watch on the web, and you get all the details there. This is Smartly Televised. We have a program all about the Tube. We're with you Mondays and Fridays, usually from 3 to 4, 3 to 4.30 p.m. Eastern Time. That's noon to 1, noon to 1.30 Pacific. And we are getting ready to wrap up our first month of year 13 as the program all about television. Don't forget, if you want to catch up on recent episodes of our show, or if you'd like to check us out on podcast, here's what you do. You can get our replays at blogtalkradio.com/televised. blogtalkradio.com/televised. And you can check our podcast version on iTunes, Apple TV, the Speaker Podcast app, and, of course, the iHeartRadio Podcast Network, available 24/7 at iHeartRadio.com. When you go to that website, put Tomorrow We Televise in the search bar, click, and you're in. Coming up for our next half hour, we hope we can get Alex Z on from Wu Tang and American Saga, which premieres a week from today on Hulu. We'll have more from David Williams of PocketWatch, and we'll have our Clapper Trivia Question of the Week, which will be introduced on Monday. If you're first with the correct answer, you can win the upcoming book, The 3-Minute Rule, Say Less to Get More from Any Pitch or Presentation by Brant Pendidic, who was on our show, and it was marvelous, this past Monday afternoon. But first, near the bottom of the hour, let's pause a little bit for web identification. You're listening to the best internet radio on the planet, www.blogtalkradio and www.spreaker.com, together reaching over 35 million listeners around the world every month and growing. BTR Speaker, host for the Caribbean Radio Show. Check it out tomorrow night, 7 p.m. Eastern. That's in the afternoon on Pacific Coast, 4 p.m. Pacific Time. That's Caribbean Radio Show tomorrow, 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific, exclusively on Blog Talk Radio and Speaker. Don't forget, best BTR 24/7 at YouTube.com. Welcome back for the second half of Tomorrow Be Televised. I'm going to have with you live from New York, 71 degrees, top of the hour. I think it's like day five of our cool wave, if you will, and more great weather coming up into the Labor Day weekend. And whatever plans you have for Labor Day weekend, I hope they're going along great. We have David Williams from Pocket Watch already on board, and I hope in a moment we will get Alex Singh, who is supposed to win our first half hour. He's the creator and executive producer of Wu-Tang, an American Saga, the new dramatic series that was produced with members of that famous hip-hop group, and the premieres with the first three episodes a week from today on Hulu. The rest of the episodes will premiere throughout September. So let's see if Alex is finally with us. And let's see. Alex, are you there? Hello, hello. All right. Apparently not. So, Alex, keep trying, and as soon as we see you ready to go, we will put you aboard. But right now, let's return to our conversation with David Williams of Pocket Watch, the Senior Vice President of Channels. And Pocket Watch now has a week-old original 24/7 service available on Roku and also on other smart TV sets and smart TV devices. Where do you see, David, this service going in terms of the kind of kids and family programming you're doing?
Well, I think this is just the beginning, and we're investing really heavily in the space. We believe in it big time. You know, as we were saying before, I think the value proposition to consumers from services like this, these free services with great content selections, you know, relative to sort of the cable and satellite packages of traditional services is a really great value proposition. And so we really believe in their growth. And they also, you know, I think offer an opportunity to experiment with new forms of programming. So, you know, we see a lot of channels experimenting with real binge experiences. So you'll get one show. I think, you know, one good example is Shout Factory has a show called Mystery Science Theater 3000 that I think most of us know and love. And they just run that 24/7. And then they have a couple of other channels. And so I think as we look to the future, we look to expand our channels and potentially specialize them into more of these bingeable experiences. So we'll probably do one for a little bit of a younger audience. Maybe we'll do one, you know, that's got more heavy concentration of one creator or one of the formats or topics that kids love, like challenges or crafts and slime. And so those are the kinds of ways that we're thinking about this space today. And it all also goes along with the VOD space, where we can kind of also bundle content and allow consumers to have that sort of VOD experience where they get to choose the programming from a broad selection.
Now, one of your titles is Senior Vice President of Channels. It sounds like you want to do more than one full-time service. And along that line, I noticed in the press release that you also want to do more what some might call edutainment kind of shows that look at things like crafts, that look like, you know, ways that kids can do things themselves, do science experiments, learn more about history and nature and so on.
Yes, I think we don't think of ourselves as an education programming service. You know, we are definitely more on toward the kind of Nickelodeon side of the spectrum than the PBS side of the spectrum. That said, so we think of ourselves as very kids first. Like, you know, our first mission is to give kids more of what they love and to really deliver that kind of programming and those kinds of experiences. But for sure, it's important to us that parents trust Pocket Watch and that we believe there's a strong nutritional value, if you will, to the programming that we're offering kids. And so we're always looking to weave these kinds of themes and these kinds of elements into the shows. And I think the craft and the DIY shows are a great example of that. A lot of science experiments are tend to be popular in this kind of space. And so so we look to introduce more of that. In fact, Ryan's mother was a former teacher and is a real passion for for sort of educating kids and presenting that kind of programming. So we are, you know, looking at and how we might harness that passion of hers into future programming. But it comes down to the kids, and we really, you know, our first job is to give them more of what they love and to be true to this culture that they've really created themselves in a way that's only possible with the kind of democratization of video and content creation that we see today.
You have a lot of very interesting people that are backing this venture, both financially and creatively. People like Robert Downey Jr., like John Landau, the former producer of Bruce Springsteen's Great Records, United Talent Agency, one of the top talents in the world. Are you also getting a lot of interest so far from people who want to produce shows for you, whether it's a scripted series, an unscripted series, animated live action, and so forth? What kind of talent search are you into in terms of trying to find new talent that can produce for your service?
Absolutely. You know, as you said, we do have a great kind of roster. Sometimes when we talk about Pocket Watch, we talk about just the casting of Pocket Watch and having people like Albie and backers like John Landau and Robert Downey Jr. and Viacom actually led our Series B. So, you know, we have this fantastic brain trust, and it's a brain trust that mixes traditional and digital. And as we look for future collaborators, you know, on the creative side, I think we also look for people who can bring that best of both worlds mentality to the table in terms of having a foot in the digital world and having a feel for what this new digital culture is like, as well as having those traditional skills and traditional chops that we think when you put those two things together, you really get something magic and unique in the market. And so, you know, we don't have anything, you know, specific to talk about. I think Butch is certainly one of those people, though. So more people like Butch, if that's such a thing.
Let's see if Alex Z from Wu-Tang American Saga is finally on the line and ready to be with us. So let's see if this works. Alex, are you with us? Alex, are you there? All right, apparently now let's try one more time. Bear with us, everybody. Let's see if we are finally going to get him. Alex, are you with us on the line? Apparently not. All right. Alex, if you can hear us, keep trying. 646-652-2906, or use our chat room, SimonApple0419. With so many players, David, getting into the kids and family space, and more coming up like Disney+, BET+, HBO Max, etc., how are you getting the word out about what Pocket Watch is offering through Roku? What kind of things are you doing, whether social media, live events, using the YouTube stars to further the cause?
Well, you sort of painted a good picture of the toolkit that we sort of have at our disposal. We are just getting started, so we haven't really started pulling on a lot of those levers or using a lot of those tools quite yet. But our great partners at Roku, and Roku has been just a fantastic partner as we've gone through this launch, they're doing a terrific job in driving attention within their service. As I mentioned before, their service, they are in many ways the 800-pound gorilla in streaming video. And they've done a tremendous job in terms of promoting this new kids and family offering, which is really unique in the space. There's not a lot of people out there with a free kids and family offering that's done as thoughtfully and with as much kind of aimed for quality and the big screen experience as Roku. So they've got a great ability to mobilize audiences and promote to the right audiences within their service. And so that's kind of the first checkbox. From there, we consider ourselves highly skilled in digital marketing and especially in these social and social video platforms where you really can get tremendously granular and sort of insightful data around where your potential audience is and really efficient ways to reach them. So we'll certainly be deploying those skills. And then, as you mentioned, our creator partners, you know, Ryan and his audience and Evan and Hobby Kids and the rest, their audiences are so enthusiastic and large. You know, as I said before, Ryan by himself would be the third largest kids network in the country. And so certainly when the time is right, we'll be collaborating with them to raise awareness of the service.
Two things to also point out. One, and you did earlier, but I want to sort of reemphasize the fact that Roku is also an operating system on a number of smart TV set makers. TCL,
that's right.
I know, is one. Westinghouse is another, which actually changed from another supplier to be an operating system. And the second is that Pocket Watch is not the only 24/7 service that Roku launched last week. I believe there's like three or four other services, which raises the question, are you looking at maybe collaboration with these other services in the same space where, let's say, you take on some of their programs and they take on some of yours?
I think we're open to all kinds of partnerships. I mean, as a startup, you know, we like to think of ourselves as nimble and creative and innovative and open to all sorts of different opportunities. You know, right now, building the Pocket Watch brand is a real high priority, and we think we have a very unique market position, that there's just no one else in market who can authentically brand themselves as true to this new digital culture that kids have created, and at the same time have the kind of traditional skill sets and proficiencies and sensibilities and that we can bring to the table. So that's a really unique marketplace and market position. And I think of, you know, I'm a little bit of an old guy, right? So for me, it was like MTV was revelatory, right? That they saw the opportunity, they saw the beachfront property in this new world of cable television, and they were able to harness a real underserved but thriving part of youth culture, right? This pop music youth culture, and embrace those stars and leverage them to launch this brand. And I feel like Pocket Watch has a similar opportunity here to really embrace this new youth culture and imbue our brand with those sensibilities, and in a lot of ways kind of reflect this Generation Alpha, as we call them, where they are today. And so, you know, we want to be cautious about how we collaborate with other brands in the kids space so that we make sure we keep our value proposition really clear.
We are speaking with David Williams. He is the Senior Vice President of Channels, one of the key executives at Pocket Watch. That's Pocket Dot Watch, if you will. And last week they launched a brand new original programming service running full time 24/7 on Roku, available on Roku powered smart TV sets and on Roku itself, the smart TV device. And he'll be looking for a few more minutes right here on Smarty Televised. Simon Happ, I'm with you live from New York, and live you are aboard. We're still trying to get Alex Z, the creator and executive producer of Wu-Tang, American Saga, which premieres a week from today on Hulu. First three episodes will go on then. Rest of the episodes will come on later in September. So if you have a question or comment in our remaining minutes with David, make the call, 646-652-2906, or use our chat room, SimonApple04 by name. Coming up on Friday on Smart Beach Live, we'll meet Alfonso Moreno. He's the executive producer and writer of When Hope Calls. It's the first original scripted series for Hallmark Movies Now. That's the spin-off Hallmark Channel Network that's exclusively available on smart TV sets and smart TV devices. And then next week, we'll be with you on Tuesday and Friday because of Labor Day weekend. And on Tuesday's episode, we'll have Josh Krigsman. He's the executive producer of the new Showtime nonfiction series, Couples Therapy. He's an award-winning documentary producer. And I promise you, Couples Therapy is not what you might think in terms of the kind of show that Showtime is doing, which premieres in early September. So that's coming up next Tuesday, 3 p.m. Eastern Pacific, right here on Suavi Televised. Let's see if we have Alex or somebody on the line. Hello, you're on Suavi Televised. What's your name, and where are you calling from? Hello, you're on the air. All right, still no answer. Sorry about that. And we'll keep trying. And in the meantime, David, back to you. how soon will we know about some of the next round of programming, original programming that Pocket Watch will do on the service?
Oh, well, we'll be rolling it out. We'll be rolling it out constantly. You know, I think we're always looking to sort of bring new content into our catalog. We've got new partnerships with other creators that some of them have been announced. We're working with the Onyx family and I think that's the only one maybe that's been announced. Marlon Chan, who's a terrific YouTube creator. So we've got a lot of new programming in the pipeline there. And we'll be rolling it out on a rolling basis. And then when we have real tentpole opportunities, you know, we'll look to really ratchet up the volume on those promotions and making sure that that everyone knows about it. But that's another exciting thing about these services is we can just kind of roll out new programming as it hits and get, you know, great data back in terms of how the audience feels about it and respond accordingly.
It's also a free ad-supported service. How is it going in terms of getting advertising? What is the ad load like? And also, are you hearing from advertisers who would like to become program makers or program suppliers?
Well, I think that's certainly something that's buzzing around the business. Some of the players in the other sectors looking to potentially launch programming services. As far as ad load goes, you know, I don't know. That would be more of a question for Roku right now. We just got started, so it's very difficult to say. But we have a tremendous ad sales business here at Pocket Watch. We do a lot of work with other manufacturers and other companies to help them promote their products. We team up with our creators and we promote different products through those channels. And we've recently begun selling media as well, so ad spots across YouTube and soon other services. So we feel like that's another space that we can play a really important and valuable role in. Again, there's just not a lot of companies yet who are at a place in their business where they can do the kind of sort of synergistic things that we do where, for instance, we have a licensing partner who's wants to make a Ryan toy or a Hobby Kids Adventures toy, and then they also have another toy line, and they're looking to promote that toy line as well, and we can build a real comprehensive package that includes integration with some of the content that a creator produces and media that runs on YouTube, and then media or spots or sponsorships that run on our 24/7 linear channel. And so being able to do all those things and having business that kind of comes in through a licensing track or through a brand integration track and then can also lead to media sales is, again, sort of a unique position for us, and it's something that we think we do really well and adds a real special value to the marketplace for marketers who are trying to reach these young, savvy audiences.
Mm-hmm. And finally, David, do you see a Pocket Watch season opening for the kind of interactive ads where somebody at home can order a product or a service, whether it is a toy, a game, let's say a science experiment to do at home, or let's say a trip to Disneyland, or working with a sort chain like Children's Place, or a fast food restaurant that caters to kids like Chuck E. Cheese?
I don't know what we want to do with that, to be honest with you. I know that we take very seriously our responsibilities to take care of the kids who watch our services and engage with our products and experiences. And there are guidelines from traditional television that have been developed over decades that govern some of that in terms of how you can bring those types of calls to actions to a kid's audience. And it's very important to us to be a real world class player in that respect, and to really do our most to uphold the responsibilities to take care of kids and do right by them with respect to the integration of opportunities to transact. There might be something we could do that's really targeted at parents, and we do a little bit of parent-targeted stuff with some of our social media, for instance, and some other ways that we do outreaches. So we do engage with some parents, and I think, you know, as we build that part of the business, there's potential to do something with integrated transactions. But it's certainly not a priority. Our priority is to kind of do right by kids and to be a gold standard player with respect to the integration of advertising and transactions in the content and the offerings that we have.
And now you can check out that gold standard known as Pocket Watch 24/7 with its own original programming service available on Roku, either Roku, the device, or on smart TV sets that are powered by Roku, including models from Westinghouse, TCL, and other TV set makers. If you want to know more about the service and the other TV activities that Pocket Watch is up to, here's where you go online. It's pocket.watch, pocket, P-O-C-K-E-T, .watch, W-A-T-C-H. David Williams is Senior Vice President of Channels at Pocket Watch. Thank you for coming aboard. Thank you for the extra time also this afternoon. Congratulations on getting this new service off the ground. It sounds like the first of many that will be popping up on smart TV sets and devices, mobile devices as well. And we would love to have you come back. And down the road, we would love to have Albie, have Butch, have some of your program creators on this show. You have an open invite for that.
My pleasure, Simon. It's been a total blast, and I really appreciate you having me on. It's always fun to talk about this business and what we're doing.
For sure, David. Thank you again for coming on. Have a wonderful rest of your week and a great Labor Day weekend.
Thank you. You too.
Take care. David Williams, Senior Vice President of Channels at Pocket Watch, joining us live from Culver City, California. It looks like we are not going to be able to have Alex Z, the creator and executive producer of Wu-Tang America Saga, on our air this afternoon. We apologize for that. We will find out where the breakdown came from, and we will immediately reschedule Alex to come on our program. In the meantime, you should know that Wu-Tang American Saga will premiere 1 week from today with the first 3 episodes on Hulu, available on most smart TV sets and smart TV devices, with the rest of the episodes coming up later in September. For more details about the program online, go to www.hulu.com. It's www.hulu.com. Hulu, of course, is owned by the Walt Disney Company with a minor equity interest from Comcast and its NBC Universal division. Once again, Wu-Tang American Saga starts a week from today. That's Wednesday, September 4th. First 3 episodes at Hulu, available on smart TV sets and smart devices. We apologize again for him not being on the program today. We'll find out what the source of the breakdown is, and we will reschedule him ASAP. Now it's time for our classic trivia question of the week. And if you're first with our correct answer to the question that we posed on Monday's show, you'll win the upcoming book, The 3-Minute Rule, Say Less to Get More from Any Pitch or Presentation, by Brant Pindivik, who was on our show on Monday. They had a lot of response to the episode. Thanks to the people that used our chat room to ask some questions. We really appreciate it. So here is the question that we posed on Monday. The Untouchables was the first television series from the legendary executive producer Quinn Martin. What was his last TV series? The Untouchables was Quinn Martin's first television series. What was his last? If you know the answer, email me, simonapple04@yahoo.com. It's simonapple04@yahoo.com. Please include your name and your full email address. And if you're first with the correct answer, you will win the 3-minute rule. And if you missed the question a moment ago, we will post it tomorrow on Facebook and on Twitter. My Twitter handle is at UBC Simon TWBT. This is UBC Simon TWBT, over 700 followers that we have on Twitter. We post tomorrow's televised news notes there. And also we do coverage of things like the Emmy Awards, the Oscars, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So, remember, if you have the answer, email me and be part of our classic trivia question and win the 3-minute rule by Brant Pindivik. Say less to get more from any pitch or presentation. Big thing for television in this era of expanded, plentiful TV, smart TV, diverse TV, and yes, even interactive TV. So once again, simonapple04@yahoo.com. Enclose your name and your full mailing address. Congratulations, by the way, to our winner last week, Melanie Chris from Chicago, Illinois. Our gift, the best-selling novel, It Takes Two, of Tricia Chen, that's already on its way to you. And again, If you missed the question, we'll post it tomorrow morning on Facebook and on Twitter at UBC Simon TWBT. So remember, in order to win, only one way to do it, play in, and all the very best. Again, thank you to David Williams from Pocket Watch for joining us. Again, we apologize for Alan C. not being on our show today. Remember, Wu-Tang: The American Saga premieres a week from today with the first three episodes on Hulu. For more details, Hulu.com. Friday on Smart Be Televised, we'll have Alfonso Moreno. He's the executive producer and writer of Hallmark Movie Now's first original scripted series, When Hope Calls, premiering in early September. And we'll also have on Tuesday, in our special Tuesday episode, post-Labor Day, the executive producer of the new Showtime series, Couples Therapy, Josh Kriegman. If you want to catch up on episodes you missed or you came in late on today's episode, go to our homepage, blogtalkradio.com/televised. That's blogtalkradio.com/televised. Remember, at any time, you can check us out on podcasts as well as on replay. Go to iTunes, Apple TV, the Speaker Podcast app, and, of course, the iHeartRadio Podcast Network at www.iHeartRadio.com. When you go to that website, put Tomorrow Will Be Televised in the search bar, make the click, and you get our episodes right then and there. We always love hearing from you. So what do you think about today's program, what Pocket Watch is up to? And what's your thoughts about where TV is at and where it's going, especially with kids and family-friendly programming? Is it going to get very interactive? Is it going to get to the point where maybe kids and their family, their parents can order products and services through television set? Love to hear. And I do respond to your email. So email me, SimonApple04@yahoo.com. It's SimonApple04@yahoo.com. Don't forget to enclose your name and where you are emailing from. And don't forget that email you can use to be part of our classic trivia question each week. And also, we have a feature that we do regularly here called A Show to Know. Is there a TV series you like but doesn't get enough attention by the public at large? Well, we want to give it that attention, but you got to let us know. And if you do, you get the credit. So email me with your Show to Know suggestion. Give us all the information we need. Again, it's SimonApple04@yahoo.com. You can also get in touch with me by social media. Follow me on Facebook. Find me on Twitter at UBC Simon TWBT. UBC Simon TWBT. Remember, we always love to hear from you. Why? Because what you say matters now more than ever. The views expressed on this program are those of the participants, not necessarily those of Blog Talk Radio, Spreaker, and iHeartRadio. At BTR, our production associate is Candace Williams. Annie Cho is Blog Talk Radio's general manager, with Jay Sonberg, executive content producer. The co-founders of Blog Talk Radio are Al Levy and Bob Cherish. Tomorrow We Televise was brought to you today by Audible.com and Amazon Company. Remember, Audible transformed the way you hear the world. For a trio of great audiobooks, including Audible Originals, go to audibletrial.com/televise. For Tomorrow We Televise, I'm Simon Applebaum in New York. Thank you for listening. Have a great rest of your midweek and rest of the week as well. We are back on Friday at our regular time, less than 48 hours from now. That's 3 p.m. Eastern, noon Pacific, you know where, Blog Talk Radio, Spreaker, and the iHeartRadio Podcast Network. And while we're at it, we want to send all of our best to everybody who listens to us in Puerto Rico. Hang in there with the tropical storm that is now hitting the area. We understand that there's been the Biden intervention, which is passing the storm, for the most part, away from San Juan and the major metropolitan areas of that country. So we thank, you know what, for that. And hang in there. This time will pass. And we're only, and those of us on the mainland, we are thinking of you. Again, we're back on Friday. We hope you're with us. And whatever you're up to between now and then, please make it safe and make it great. And please keep a thought for the folks from Puerto Rico and everyone else who may be impacted by this tropical storm. Until the next time, stay well and stay tuned.